He just released his first solo album last year called Audition Tapes. The thing about this particular album is he did these wonderful videos with it, and they were taped at various places around Georgia that are listed on Georgia Trust for Historic Preservation's Places in Peril list. And they're really fascinating videos to watch. And it's interesting, the music, it's not necessarily about them or anything like that, but they really seem to fit those places. There's this sort of stripped down, old feeling about the songs.
Forward now, there's bullets flying all around.
Some of the places, the Rock House in McDuffie County, there's the Ritz Theater in Thomaston, the Central State Hospital in Milledgeville. All of these are places that the Georgia Trust has put on their Places in Peril list. So it's sort of an attempt to bring them to the fore and to let people see that we need to preserve these historic places that are dotted all around Georgia. When it comes down to it, for him, it's about the music as well. And that's what he's going to be performing next week. He's going to be at the Earl on Wednesday. And the doors for that show open at 8:30, and the tickets are just $10.
This time of year, if we haven't already come down with a good case of cabin fever, a lot of us are longing for the warmer, prettier days of spring. And with spring always comes that fabled spring cleaning. I'm sure that might have been part of the thinking behind scheduling the 17th annual North Atlanta Home Show.
Yeah, that's right. This is happening at the Gwinnett Convention Center. It's really huge, and they have topics ranging from appliances to bathroom remodeling, redoing doors and windows and decks. Anything that you can do around your home, you're probably going to find someone who will be able to help you out at the North Atlanta Home Show. And they also bring in some folks that you may know from HGTV and Walter Reeves, the gardening expert, mm-hmm. will be there.
Because it's not all about inside the house.
That's right. That's right. It's all about the landscape as well. So, you know, any tips you need anywhere in your home or outside your home, you're going to find it at the North Atlanta Home Show. I know that, you know, 10 years ago, I couldn't imagine that this would be something I would care about now. It's all I care about. You know, making the home nicer, doing new things. It's like,
it's an obsession.
It really is. It becomes such a huge part of our lives. And it's happening all weekend at the Gwinnett Convention Center out in Duluth. It starts on Friday at noon and continues Saturday and Sunday.
Truth be told, the venue for this next event is so close to WABE that, I guess you could throw a beer bottle and hit it.
Yeah, Sweetwater is celebrating their 17th anniversary. And if you don't know what Sweetwater is, they're a brewing company. They're one of the most popular in Atlanta. You see their beers everywhere. I think just about any bar you pop into, you can probably order a Sweetwater. And they're going to be celebrating their 17th anniversary this weekend on Sunday. So they're inviting everyone to come out to their brewery, and they're going to have all of their different beers. I mean, the list is, it goes on and on. One that you may have heard about recently is Second Helping, which is a fundraising sort of thing for Ryan Heidinger, the chef here in Atlanta who recently died. It actually became so popular, many people were having trouble finding it, but they'll have it there along with all of their other beers. The tickets are just $12 in advance, but there'll be $17 when you get to the door. And that Sweetwater 17th anniversary party, it's happening on Sunday from 2 to 6 p.m. at Sweetwater Brewing Company.
Shane, St. Patrick's Day may still be about a month away or so, but this next exhibition is on the life and work of a late Irish poet.
Yeah, Seamus Heaney, who you may or may not know, a lot of his papers and archives and things are housed at Emory. So they're taking the opportunity to show the public the archive and all of these different things that they have there. They have, you know, the surface of his desk there. They have handwritten drafts of some of his poetry, personal correspondence, some old photographs, things like that, that they'll be showing. And Seamus Heaney is one of the most celebrated poets of the last 100 years. He won the Nobel Prize. He's beloved around the world. So this is a great opportunity to see some of the most intimate moments of a great poet's life.
Under my window, a keen rasping sound, when the spade sinks into gravelly ground. My father digging.
Seamus Heaney, The Music of What Happens, an exhibition celebrating the life of the great Irish poet, opens on Saturday at the Robert W. Woodruff Library at Emory University.